The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches and Beis is discussing the different Tanaisim that we have, and the Gemara brings down the pasuk that says in pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says Tzayim HaRevi is test tamas, as the pasuk says, "B'tishul lachedesh v'chazik harav be'ir v'loha yalachem l'am l'am ha'aretz v'tibaka ha'ir." So the Tzayim HaRevi is referring to the ninth of tamas, which is the day that the city was breached, the walls were breached, and that was the beginning of the Churban. And that's our Tainus of Shivasa Batamas. Now, when we read this Gemara, L'charetz Apella, why is the Pasuk saying that the Hufkair happened on the 9th of Tammuz? We all know that that happened on Shivasa Batamas. That's when we have the Tainus of Shivasa Batamas, the 17th of Tammuz. That's when it was Hufkair. Over here, the Pasuk is saying that it was Betishal L'charetz Hufkair. L'char, that's not the correct date. So what's going on over here? So Taisus asks his Kasha, and Taisus says in his second teretz, he says, Anachinami. He says, really, the Hufkair happened on Shivasa Batamas, not on Tes Tamas. The reason why it says Tes Tamas is because they made a mistake at that time. There was a Kilkel Cheshbainus. They made a mistake in the Cheshbon of the calendar in remembering the proper date, because Mitach Tirdasam, since they were so tarred with the Churban Abayas, they made a mistake. They thought it was Tes Tamas, but really it was Shivasa Batamas. But Ratzah Pasuk Lashanus and Mikmash Ahayus Svurim, and the Pasuk didn't want to change it. From their mistake, the Pasuk wrote it the way their mistaken date of Tes Tamas, even though in reality it happened in Shivasa Batamas. And this is very difficult to understand. Why would the Pasuk write something which is wrong? Why write the wrong date? Just because they made a mistake, why be kaveh that Ladiris and the Sifri HaNeviim, a date which is not correct? The Pasuk should have corrected it and written the proper date of Shivasa Batamas. And I think the Navi over here is teaching us a Gavaldiki aside, that the mistake that they made was really not a mistake. I mean, it was a mistake. They thought it was the wrong date, but to make a mistake, b'shasa churban mitoch terdasim, is the proper thing to do. When a churban is happening, when there's a churban beis hamikdash, a yid should be so lost and so mevulba v'tarud that he can't think of the right date. He has to make a mistake. That is the proper response to a churban. So it's true that there was a tais over here, but the Navi is saying that making a mistake is the emes. That is the way one should react to the churban. So Hadaris, he wrote down the mistaken date to show that this is talk of the emes. Sometimes making a mistake is the right thing to do, not chalila, the one should make a mistake, but to be so lost and so tarred in the churban, that is the way one should react. And the Navi wrote that Ladiris, that we should see that is the proper reaction to a churban. Similarly, we find that the halacha, the one shouldn't have a knife on the table during benching, the place can bring down because there is a ma'isa b'chassid achad, that when he got to Bnei Yerushalayim, he remembered the churban, and he was so bitzar that he took the sack and he took the knife at tekeh b'liba, Yimamish got lost in bitzar churban, and he was tekeh b'liba, and therefore we don't have knives on the table during benching. Not that this is a real chashash by us, but the halacha is trying to tell us that that is the proper reaction. The reaction of churban is that a yid, when he thinks about not having the basin mikdash, he becomes so lost that Imamish loses himself. And that's what the Navi did. L'dairis, he's mansiach l'dairis. So what is the tainus? The tainus is tes tamas, even though it was really shavasar b'tamas. But the making a mistaken date, that is the proper reaction to the churban. That means that the yidin had such tzar and such tirda without having the basin mikdash, which is the way a yid should feel, taka, without the basin mikdash.